Well, good
Love
morning.
Talk
Welcome
Radio.
To Awaken. Good morning. Welcome to Awakened Living Radio. My name is TJ Woodward. I am the author of the book Conscious Being and the spiritual director of Awakened Living in San Francisco. I'm delighted you have chosen to be with me this morning as we discuss and explore the topic of living an awakened life. I'd like to begin this morning by taking a moment of silence. I invite you to go within as we tap into that deep wellspring of wisdom. And I want to dedicate this show today to Dr. Wayne Dyer, who, as most of us know, passed away a few days back. Dr. Wayne Dyer was an incredible teacher and a mentor of mine indirectly through his book, The Shift. So we simply go within now and take a moment in the silence to be with him and his teachings and send him all the love and light as he continues his journey. Thank you. So this topic of the awakened life seems to be so relevant, and I'm really looking forward to spending some time this morning really being with what it means to live an awakened life. And one thing that occurs to me in this conversation is this paradigm shift that we are now experiencing in our time. And it seems that so many of us are in this conversation and in this process of waking up more fully to the truth of who and what we are. So I want to begin by reading just a short paragraph or two from my book, Conscious Being, which I think speaks directly to this paradigm shift that is happening on the planet. And what that paradigm shift is to me is a shift from an outer-focused life to an inner-focused way of being. And when it comes to our spiritual path, it seems that so many of us grew up in spiritual traditions or religions that taught us that we were a separate self, separate from the idea of God, of a higher intelligence, and that somehow we were inherently broken or there's something wrong and we needed to attain salvation or redemption. And what is happening now in consciousness on this planet is a very, very clear shift away from that idea of separateness and into the knowing and the beingness of oneness, beyond connection even, to recognize that not only are we all connected, but we are inherently all one. And I'm delighted that quantum physics is now proving what mystics have been teaching and saying for centuries, and that is that we are indeed all one. One of my favorite quotes that speaks to this is from the poet Rumi, who says, "We are not a drop in the ocean, we're the entire ocean in a drop." And what that means to me today in my level of consciousness and my understanding is that we are all actually aspects or expressions of the one power and the one presence. So I want to begin with reading a couple of paragraphs from my book, Conscious Being. And this section of the book is titled, Enlightenment is Our Natural State. It is the birthright of each and every one of us to live an awakened life. Most religions and spiritual traditions teach us that we need to adopt a certain belief system or follow prescribed steps in order to attain a state of enlightenment. A long-held belief about awakening is that only a small number of people destined to become gurus or spiritual teachers can attain it. It is certainly true that until recent times, only a small minority of people on the planet had attained this state of full self-realization. These saints, mystics, and spiritual masters were seen as special, and they certainly were at the time. However, times are changing. We are now living in an era of rapid acceleration of the phenomenon of spiritual awakening. The truth is that awakening is absolutely available to every single human being on the planet right here, right now. Enlightenment is our most natural state. When we strip away all the concepts and ideas we have learned over our lifetime about ourselves and how we view the world, we uncover the simple truth. We discover who we have always been, pure consciousness. Before the accumulation of ideas, we were pure awareness. We are still pure awareness. This awareness simply witnesses life as it unfolds through and around us. There is nothing we need to do or believe to become enlightened. We simply remember who we essentially are. We already are that which we seek. And I just want to speak to this a little bit more depth, or kind of delve into this a little more deeply. So many of us, as I mentioned earlier, were taught that we are a separate self and that somehow we needed to attain something to reach what we call enlightened or awakened. And what's happening now is we are beginning to recognize that what is more accurate, or I would say in my experience, what seems to be more true in my life and in lives of the people that I know and the clients I work with, is that we are coming into an awareness that we are already essentially whole and perfect, that we are, as the reading said, pure consciousness. And that consciousness actually witnesses life. So it's a really big paradigm shift for so many of us, because we're no longer looking outside of ourselves for some kind of messiah or savior. We're recognizing that we already are whole and perfect, that we are indeed pure love and light. Now, I want to talk a little bit about that, what that means in the real world, because a lot of times we talk about these spiritual concepts and these ideas, and I often wonder, and I often hear people ask me, how does this apply to the real world? Now, another way we could say that is, how do we embody this? I was having a beautiful conversation with someone this morning about how so often for many of us, we hear spiritual concepts or ideas, and they may remain as a concept or an idea until we put them into practice in our life. One of the knowings that I want to share is that there's really actually nothing to teach and nothing to learn. How many of us have had that experience where we either read a book or we hear a speaker and they say something that seems so deeply profound in our own life and it resonates deeply, like that moment of recognition, like finally someone is speaking to that deep experience that I've always had. And to me, this is what the spiritual life is. It's us returning to that great knowing. I call it the great remembering of who and what we are. So for many of us, like I know in my own life, I had many such experiences where I would hear a teaching, I would hear a concept, I would hear an idea, and I would feel it resonate in my body. And then I would have no idea what that actually meant to me in what I would call, what, or at least what I used to call, the real world. We can have a whole radio show on what is reality. I'm sure we will soon. But when we have an idea or a concept, and how do we take that into a way of being, which to me is embodying these spiritual principles. So, for example, take this concept that we're talking about today, which is that we all are already whole and perfect and awakened. It's simply us recognizing that in our own lives. So that's a concept that may resonate for many of us, and then we might walk out into the world and begin to see have the illusion or the idea of separateness. So how do we practice these concepts? How do we embody these teachings? And for me, it always begins with a couple of things. Well, actually, I'll speak to three different things. It actually, for me, starts with a decision. It starts with the decision for me to live in and explore and play with whatever concept I am playing with or living in. So I might ask myself a question, what would it be like to really know my own oneness with all beings? And so I will make the decision that I'm going to live in that and going to explore it. And from there, I think the greatest tool from there is time in the silence. We live in very, very fast-paced, quick-moving times. And for many of us, we have become so accustomed to this rapid movement in the outer realm that many of us don't have really a history of honoring that time in the silence. So for me, it started with a meditation practice of spending time in the quiet and in the silence and really exploring the concept that I'm living with. So what that might look like for me is simply taking 15 to 20 minutes in the silence and simply asking myself, pretty much repeating a question, using it as a mantra, who am I? What am I here to do? Who am I here to become? What is mine to do? So we can explore these questions. And that's the third thing that I want to talk about, and that is living in the question. So if we're exploring an idea of oneness, we have this concept that we're all one and that really we're returning to our natural state. My book, Conscious Being, I chose the subtitle, Awakening to Our True Nature, because I recognize that it's not about moving forward or attaining. It's actually about going deep within and remembering. And so starting with that decision, I'm going to explore this idea. And then two, taking time in the silence to really be with that, to listen to that inner wisdom, that inner knowing, which is so much more powerful and true than any voice in my head. Another way to say that is that when I hear a concept that I resonate with, or even hear a concept that I really think, wow, I would love to believe that. I would love to be able to practice that in the real world. So rather than trying to figure that out, because I actually spent many years, I would hear a concept and I would look it up and try to find as many authors and what they had to say about it. And eventually, where that led me is recognizing that this to me is about taking that question or that concept deep within to that inner wisdom. So taking time in the silence to me is the second step in this. And then the third step is what I call the questioning process. And I know a lot of people are talking about this. And this tool is something that is profoundly simple. And I'm going to explain how it has worked in my life. As I mentioned, my mind, and I, from what I understand, working with clients and talking with others, that this is a pretty common human experience, that our mind wants to try to figure it out. My mind sees myself as separate. It sees a problem and tries to find a solution. So I may encounter this concept, I've made the decision, and I've taken some time in the silence, but I notice that my mind is still trying to figure it out. So what I do is I invite myself to live in a question. And so what that would look like for me is both in my meditation practice and as I'm walking in the world, I simply live in the question. Like I might say, what is oneness? Is oneness? How do I experience oneness? What does it mean to recognize my true nature? And so I will walk in the world living in this question and listening for that inner knowing, which is so much more powerful than anything my mind can come up with. So thank you for joining me this morning. I really love being in the conversation of how we awaken to our true nature and live a dynamic and awakened life. I'm so grateful to be a catalyst on the planet for awakening, which we all are. That is really who and what we are and what we've come here to be and what we've come here to do. So please, please, please visit me online. You can visit me online at tjwoodward.com. Please check out my book, consciousbeingbook.com. I have a promotion right now. If you order my book on Amazon in the month of September, you get a complimentary 50-minute awakening coaching session with me. I'm so grateful that you have joined me today. Sending lots of love and blessings. Thank you so much.